This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
First and foremost, I want to extend my gratitude to the brave students, the courageous students that have braved night in, night out, day in, day out here at the encampment in Calgary despite the intimidation. On behalf of the entire community that is here and beyond, thank you. May Allah bless you all. May God continue to strengthen you and keep you determined. I want to actually start off by reading a poem from my beloved friend and fallen brother, al-Shaheed, al-Doktor Rifat al-Arir, rahmatullahi alayh. On the shores of the Mediterranean, I saw humanity drenched in salt, face down, dead, eyes gouged, hands up to the sky praying, or trembling in fear. I could not tell. The sea, harsher than the heart of an Arab, dances, soaked with blood. Only the pebbles wept, only the pebbles. All the perfumes of Arabia will not grace the rot that Israel breathes. Rifat al-Arir, may Allah have mercy on him, one of the tens of thousands of martyrs now in Gaza, who said very famously, "If I die, you must live. If I'm not around to tell my story, you must tell my story for me." Your brothers and sisters, I wish that I could share with you that Gaza has started to see the lightning of the siege, but the reality is that last night was probably its most difficult night. That it is very clear that as the world sees what is happening, as the systems of accountability show that maybe, just maybe, despite the pressure that comes from the United States and Canada, war criminals will be treated like war criminals, that entities that deserve to be boycotted will be boycotted, that colonization and apartheid are meant to be things of the past and not things that we tolerate today, that Israel is going for the kill in every single way. There's a saying that if your eyes see one thing and your ears hear another, use your brain. And we don't just say use your brain, but use your brain and use your heart. What's happening right now in global consciousness, in particular here in Canada and in the United States, where you have governments that are not just enablers of the genocide, but that are complicit in the genocide, is that the public is seeing something different than what they've been hearing. And it's hard to dress up the rot of a genocide. It's hard to compete with thousands and thousands of mutilated children that somehow break through social media suppression and show up on your screen. It's hard to understand and rationalize the destruction of every single university, every single mosque, every single UN shelter, every single church, every single institution that is vital to life. It's hard to rationalize that. And last night, I saw one of the many traumatic scenes that many of us have been seeing. I saw a child who was bombed, who was looking down as his intestines were out. And somehow he was still alive. He wasn't crying, he was shocked. I don't know if he survived. But we know what we're seeing. We know what we're hearing. And we know the stench of genocide. And I want to connect this directly, dear brothers and sisters, to why the intimidation, why the suppression of these encampments. They have been successful at stifling our voices on mainstream media platforms, but not so on the media of the people. They have sought to eliminate the physical presence of the Palestinians from their lands, but they have not been able to silence the voices on their behalf outside of their lands. And your encampments, are so potent of a weapon against their oppression that they need to resort to unjustified, unnecessary, force to try to shut you down because they know that they can't compete with the very real images of genocide, because just like Rifat said, you cannot mask the rot that Israel breeds even with the strongest of perfumes. People can smell it, people can see it, and people are starting to hear it. And it's upon you and I to make sure that they don't stop hearing it and seeing it until it stops happening. And my message to this encampment that was brutalized by the police and shut down in the nights before: every single time they tear down an encampment, build another one. Every single time they shut down a protest, start a new one. Every single time that they intimidate, escalate. Every time they intimidate, escalate. I want to hear it from you. Every time they intimidate, escalate. Every time they intimidate, escalate. Every time they intimidate, escalate. They're not going to win this battle. They're going to fail this time. Because this time, we will not rest until the genocide is over, and until what preceded the genocide is over, until apartheid falls, until the wall no longer stands, until two sets of laws for two different sets of people no longer is allowed, until our governments and our universities and our institutions that we fund against our will stop funding the oppression and the genocide of our people. Thank you all. Stay the course. We are with you. We are proud of you. We see you. And more importantly, the people of Gaza see you as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be with you.